Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now.
The corporate model that you continue to support by going to college. So I have to remember to end every sentence with a question.
Great question. I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both.
If you wanted all that stuff, someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
Oh.
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding.
Yeah, hoarding, really hoarding, hoarders.
Causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship.
They're causing
right
a catastrophe.
Where 1% of the population.
They're forcing students
owns more wealth
to
than
get
the
worthless degrees.
Combined.
You 1% hoarders out there, you are causing this catastrophe. This is entirely your fault. This is a special election edition of College Kid Cast. We're going to get ourselves educated on some political issues here.
Tell you about a dream that I have every night.
We're going to become informed. Informed. I love that fucking code word.
Tell you about a dream that I have every night.
So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right?
Yeah, these hoarders.
Here,
yeah.
Then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave
the country.
The country. You know, like they immigrate.
Oh, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S.
There's always going to be some rich people. We can use the government to take money away from them. There's always rich people available because I'm a princess. Don't try to tell them. They won't believe you. Don't try to tell them.
CBS News.
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Trying to reach me. The 1% never runs out of money.
Friends, their parents, your parents, your family would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits.
I come from an incredibly working class family.
She comes from a working class
family,
guys.
My family is already on numerous forms
and
of
they're on welfare because, you know, that's what working class families do.
By, you know, in order
they
to get me
go on welfare. We're on government assistance. Okay, so if you're on government assistance, here's the question. If your family's on government assistance, why is your family wasting money sending you to college to get a fucking worthless degree?
And when your looks are gone and you're alone.
Uh-oh, here comes the wall.
You sit beside the phone?
With your cats.
What were the things you wanted for yourself?
Why, you wanted a career.
Teenage ambitions you remember.
You wanted to work for a non-profit.
We're very rational, loving, accepting, non-xenophobic, and...
This is,
yeah,
this is Katie
serious?
Chaos. She
come on
was
over.
At one
actually,
time
I'm in Pennsylvania,
on the
so...
Woohoo!
We're
sad.
Still accepting refugees.
It was one of the low
refugees.
Points of Michael's existence. And he allowed this woman on
now,
his fucking
this
radio
is
show.
One of them occasions where the homies not doing it right. I mean, he found him a hold of the lot. But you can't make a hoe a housewife. And when it all boils down, you're gonna find in the end a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you found, you are what you like. But you can't make a hoe a housewife.
Smoke weed every day.
This is mine. This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws. Alright?
songs.
Anyone who doesn't think the way I do is
obviously just a Nazi.
We'll be screeching loudly, preaching, understand.
That's really all you need to understand about politics. Anyone who disagrees with you is a Nazi. That should just, you know what? Because, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, it's an election year. There's a presidential election going to happen. I know you may not have noticed. I mean, I barely noticed. I don't want to notice, but here we got to go through this shit again. This is my, what if we just...
So I sprint to the co-op.
What if we just make Donald Trump president?
I get two blue books, and just I run back to the classroom. I'm sitting down in the
I never
row.
Have to sit through another fucking presidential election again.
This girl's like...
Oh, wait,
I'm in the
Donald
third
Trump's
row, and I turn around,
I
and she's not in the third row.
Fuck.
I'm like, I don't know why you can't count, but you're not there. Like,
work.
I'm in the first row, you're in the third
so
row, that's
what
happened.
So you need to make somebody younger than
and
me.
And then I look around some more, and I'm like, I've never
life,
seen these
so
people
I never
before.
Have to
and like, okay,
this shit
I've
again.
Been in a class in like a month. But still, like, I don't
but
recognize
soon,
them. So I asked this girl,
all
I'm like, this
morons,
is RTS, right?
All
this is like world cinema history.
Right-wingers don't seem
she's
to
like,
ever
no,
do this.
This
at least
physics.
Not that I've ever seen. Maybe it's just because I'm in the People's
okay,
Republic
then where's
of Fort
my
College.
Exam?
But pretty soon
I text
the left-wingers
my friend, and she's like,
will
you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in Hog.
So
I'm like, oh my God.
You're supposed to vote
and
all
and
this
I
other
run.
Shit.
And
instead of wasting all
window,
that paper and killing all those trees and contributing all that global warming,
so
why don't they just do a one-sheet flyer and all it has to say is anyone who disagrees with you is a Nazi.
And what the hell?
And there's your fucking left-wing statist voting guide.
I don't care at all, psycho.
All right, greetings. Good morning, boys and girls. It is 1000 hours on today. It is the, what is this, the 5th? Yes, the 5th of March in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2020 election year. We'll see if Trump goes onwards to a second victory or if Bernie Sanders finally emerges, if, you know, if he can stop, get his fellow Democrats to stop fucking him over. Because, you know, Democrats care about democracy so much, except, of course, if Hillary Clinton isn't winning. And I didn't, and I'm losing things. Hang on, be right back. Found it. Apparently, I am inadequately prepared for this morning's podcast. Playing hooky from work. I'm going in to Weyland-Yutani later today, staying home specifically to record this podcast for tomorrow. Also notice that the window over there that the sunlight is streaming through has a bunch of streaks on it because it was not cleaned very well. And now it's driving me insane. It's weird how some things in my home can be dirty and messed up and it doesn't bother me in the slightest. But then other things, like seeing the streaks on the window, is absolutely driving me nuts. Now, in the kitchen, I can drop some food on the floor in the kitchen. I can leave that shit there for days. That's not a joke. Doesn't bother me in the fucking slightest. But this is driving me insane. All right, we need to get right the fuck up on it because I got a fairly good amount of material to cover here. We're going to see how this goes. And, of course, I never... Oops, that was wrong. Okay. Almost fucked everything up there. Is that right? That's right. Okay. I never remember how long this podcast is. It's not 54 minutes and 20 seconds like the other ones. All right. 2020 candidates. How Amy Klobuchar... I don't know if that's how you really say her name, but I don't care. We're just going to call her Amy. Stacks up. So first of all, that headline sounds sexist, right? Because a woman, you say that a woman is stacked if she has like a great body, right? Like if she's got big tits, you go, whoa, dude, that chick is stacked. So we're asking ourselves, how does Amy, who's Klobuchar, stack up? Okay, this already sounds sexist and offensive to me. In the weeks leading up to Colorado's primary, the opinion desk will be going head-to-head on individual candidates' policy choices, We'll be focusing on some of the issues we think will affect student lives and whether or not we think that an individual candidate's plan has what it takes. This week, two columnists are discussing Amy Kay's policies on the environment, education, and immigration. Yes, my friends, two 19-year-old children who have had 12 years of public education but still don't know enough to get an actual job, so need an additional 4 years of education in order to make them even remotely employable for something as simple as serving coffee at a Starbucks or stocking shelves at a Walmart. These two 19-year-old children are going to assess Amy Kay's plans and policies for the environment, education, and immigration. Boy, there's just few things, there are so few things that excite me, like the prospect of being exposed to the cumulative wisdom and experience of a 19-year-old child. I mean, I think we're going to learn a lot today. I think that having these two 19-year-old children evaluate this political candidate's policies, I mean, this is going to be nothing but good stuff here. Amy Kay at a glance. Amy Kay has been serving as the Minnesota senator since 2007. She's a member of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party and is a graduate from Yale University and the University of Chicago Law School. I wonder if Amy Kay is amongst the 1% hoarders. I mean, she went to Yale. She's a senator. University of Chicago Law School. I don't know anything about the University of Chicago Law School, but it sounds impressive. I was curious if she's one of the 1%. Maybe her plan for education is that because she is a 1% hoarder, maybe she's going to send some little Zoomers to college for free. I don't know. Let's find out, shall we? First off, we have Katrina. Now, we're going to talk some more about Katrina in the future. This is something that I got stacked up. I got a lot of shit stacked up. I'm making progress, too, on the pile, getting organized, getting things divided up, getting some concepts going here, you know, some themes. We're going to have some fun in the future. First up is Katrina Leiby. Environment. Amy Kay is a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal because the New Deal was such a fantastic piece of work. The New Deal did so much to improve the economy in the United States and eliminate poverty. We should have another New Deal. It should be a Green New Deal. Stating climate change as a major priority. According to her plan for what she will do during her first 100 days in office, because of course there is something magical about the first 100 days. And the magical thing about the first 100 days is that commoners, the 99%, are stupid. And stupid people like big round numbers. So you say, well, the first 100 days I'm going to do the, 100! Wow, 100, that's like 10 times 10. It's 1 and then there's 2 zeros. And 100, you can divide it. You can divide 100 by 2. You can divide it by 5. You can divide it by 10. It's a big, and it's round, and it's a big round number. And I don't understand what's magical about the first 100 days, but it's a big round number. She says she will get the United States back into the International Climate Change Agreement on day one. Well, there's our first reason to oppose this person. She wants America to be a global leader for climate change. Oh, that's what she wants, is it? Reversing the work that President Donald Trump has done. Well, at least she acknowledges that President Donald Trump has done work, unlike a woman. While it's questionable if she will truly be able to get America back in the agreement on her first day in office, it's a large promise that proves her dedication to environmental issues. Okay, let's pause here for a moment. Let us pause, my friends and my enemies, and let us bask in the wisdom of 19-year-old Katrina. Because we're learning something here. This is important. I'm going to break this down for you. You know, break it down like it's a rap song with my homies. Amy Kay, apparently, everything that I know about Amy Kay is what I'm learning right now reading this, okay? Just so we have that straight. I don't know a fucking thing about this stupid broad, and I'm not even going to bother typing her name into Google to see what comes up, because I don't give a shit. Amy Kay claims, says right here, that she will get the United States back into the International Climate Change Agreement on day one. So first of all, we can tell that Amy Kay thinks that this is the most important. Like, what are you going to do your first day? Oh, I'm going to get America back in the global climate change agreement. I mean, that, so there's your priority. But now, see, here's the thing. So right here she says, while it's... So will this Amy Kay, let's say Amy Kay gets elected president. So she's president. It's the first day that she's president. And we'll even be generous. We'll say the first day doesn't end at midnight. We'll give her 24 hours. So she's sworn in at whatever time they swear the president in. I don't know, because this is not the sort of thing I care about, because I have a life. So they swear the president in. So now Amy Kay is the president. And now she's got to give her speech. And then she's got to do her stuff. And then they got the celebration. And she's got to fucking hang out and party all night and all this other stuff. Okay, and then she's got to go back to the White House. And then I'm sure they got to do something, brief for something. So her 24 hours are ticking. So now in this 24 hours, she's probably got to go to the bathroom a couple of times, right? She's got to change her tampon, assuming she can afford a tampon, fag tag period poverty. She's got to check in on her cats. Right? She's got to cry herself to sleep that night because she ain't got no man. If she does have a man, she's unhappy because her career is more important than happiness. When is she going to find time in the first day to contact all the other officials and government employees and representatives of whatever organization is masterminding this international climate change agreement? When is she going to have time to get in touch with them and actually do the work of getting the United States back into this thing? The answer is she isn't. When the chick says, when Amy Kay says she's going to get the United States back into the international climate change agreement on day one, that is what a stupid person like you or me, we would look at that and say, that's a lie. But you see, you and I are stupid. We do not have the life experience and the wisdom of 19-year-old Katrina. See, Katrina's explaining it to us right here. It's not a lie. No, no, no. As Katrina says, it's questionable if she will truly be able to get America back in the agreement on her first day in office. But you see, it's a large promise that proves her dedication to environmental issues. So if you just make some empty promises, then that's proving your devotion. So if Adolf Hitler Took us, how long did it take us to get to Hitler? 20 minutes? If Hitler would have just made an empty promise that he cared about Jews, he could have just kept gassing the Jews indiscriminately and it would have been fine, because he would have proven his dedication to the Jewish cause by making an empty promise that he was going to let the Jews go, for example. I can say, see, stupid people like us might look at Amy Kay and the shit coming out of her mouth and think that she's a lying bitch who doesn't understand how reality works. But fortunately, see, we have Katrina here to enlighten us and to explain that this actually shows how dedicated Amy is. Amy is so dedicated to getting the United States back into the International Climate Change Agreement that she is willing to lie to the people she expects to vote for her. That's how dedicated she is. Let's continue. Let's get some more wisdom from Katrina here about Amy Kay. All right. She lists 7 climate-related, always use odd numbers, never even numbers. Odd numbers look better, right? You don't have a list with 2 things on it or 4 things or 6 things. You always want your list to have 3, 5, 7. The only time you can go with a round number, if it's like 10 or 20 or 50, that's okay. But you can't, you see, in like 25, now that's better than 24, because 24 is good. 24 isn't bad, because that's a 12, that's 2 12 packs. But 25, see, 25 goes into 100 an even 4 times, and 100 is a big round number. Okay, she lists 7 climate-related actions that she will take on day 1 of her presidency. Holy shit! So this broad's going to be pretty fucking busy in the first 24 hours. These are 7 climate-related actions Amy Kay is going to take on the first day of her presidency. Oh, man, boy, she's a busy girl. Including, no, I want to know all 7. Are we going to find out all 7? I doubt we are. Including restoring the Clean Power Plan and setting goals to reduce the carbon footprint of the federal government. Goal setting. We're going to set some goals. You know what? You know what? Every year people set goals. Oh, it's January the 1st. I think I'm going to lose some weight this year. How does that fucking work out? Once again, all Hitler had to do was say, well, I'm going to set the goal of shutting down the concentration camps over the next 5 years. We're going to set some goals. Well, that's 2 things. What are the other 5? It doesn't matter, because all 7 of them are just hot wind, impractical, fucking grandstanding, publicity stunt bullshit. Even if she is truly not able to accomplish all these things on her first day, listen to the excuses women make for each other. Katrina is stupid, but Katrina's not stupid. Katrina knows that this stupid fucking bitch, Amy Kay, isn't going to do these 8 things, the 7 things on her list, plus getting America back in this agreement. She knows good and goddamn well that Amy Kay isn't going to do these 8 things in her first 24 hours in office. But because Katrina is a woman, she's not very bright, and women stick together until it's time to stab each other in the back, and then they stab each other in the back mercilessly. She's using this fucking newspeak nebulous language to apologize and prep us for Amy Kay's presidency, in which she would be a total failure. So you see, even if she is not truly able to accomplish all these things on her first day, any student whose top priority for a presidential candidate is a commitment to the environment can count on Senator Kay. So once again, you see, you can count on her if you care about the environment, because she is lying to you about the actions she is going to take in regards to environmental policies and procedures of the federal government that she thinks you agree with. You can count on her because she's lying to you. Now see, you and I, being dumb motherfuckers, we would have never realized that being lied to by somebody is actually an indicator of how much we can count on them. You and I, being, well stupid, we would have come to the erroneous conclusion that when someone lies to you, they can't be trusted because they're telling you things that are untrue. Not just telling you things untrue, in this case, telling you things which are blatantly and obviously untrue to, you know, pretty much anyone who hasn't gone to college. Education. Amy Kay doesn't have a strong plan. Amy Kay doesn't even have a plan, much less a strong one. There's no such thing as a politician with a strong plan. Even the Trump and Fuhrer. I'm going to build a wall. How are you going to do that? Oh, hey, how about them Yankees? How about them Broncos? There had never been a politician with a strong plan. Especially when running for election, because when you're running for election, you don't really know what the fuck is going on. Amy Kay doesn't have a strong plan to make four-year college free or even lessen the tuition. Instead, she believes it's more important to make 1 and 2 year degree programs affordable. This includes community college degrees and technical certifications. In this really fucking pie-in-the-sky world, we could just keep the federal government out of education. Or maybe we could use the 12 years people are in public school to teach them some kind of skill sets that make them employable. Her plan of establishing, quote, multiple paths to success, unquote, aims to invest in a system. That's a code phrase for take money away from the taxpayers under the threat of violence and use it to finance a bureaucracy of parasitical people who can't get real jobs. That's what that means. She's going to invest in a system. Hitler invested in a system. She's going to invest in a system where a technical or two-year degree can earn you a substantial wage and get you into a desired career path. Hold it. Hold on. Hold everything. Now, I've glanced at all this, but I haven't read this all the way through because I wanted to keep some freshness. I like to keep the freshness in. It's like Tupperware. We got to keep the freshness in. Hold on. Okay, so Amy Kay, as president of the United States, is going to take taxpayer money and invest in a system where a technical or two-year degree can earn you a substantial wage. Okay, the way a technical or two-year degree can earn you a substantial wage is only if you get that technical degree or two-year degree in a field for which there is a demand for people with that skill set and there are more jobs available than there are people to do it. And it is almost impossible for the government to influence that in a positive direction. Now, the government can influence that in a negative direction. For example, at one time, computer programming was lucrative, and it probably still is for right now. But as the government brings over more and more people from foreign countries that can program on computers, that becomes less viable. So that's what I'm talking about with the negative, right? What do you call those visas? God, whatever the fuck it is. Vista, that's different. The visas where people come over here to work and all the tech companies are hiring the people on these visas to do their work for them so they don't have to pay Americans. Okay, so you have a technical field, whatever it is. Let's say it's computer hard drive repair. And so you can get a 2-year degree in repairing computer hard drives and you can make a lot of money. Okay, the government can't influence this in a positive direction unless people from the government run around breaking computer hard drives, and maybe that generates more jobs. But this is not a thing. This is how do you people not understand that governments don't create jobs? And that any job, quote unquote, created by the government is simply financed by taking money away from other people. So you're not creating anything. Okay? A government job is, here's the thing. If you reach into your left pocket and you pull out, say, 10 $1 bills, because we'll use a nice round number that slow people can understand. 10 $1 bills. If you take 3 of those dollar bills and you set them on fire, and you take the other $7 bills and you put them in your right pocket, and then you try to tell yourself, hey, look, I just created money. That is what government jobs are. Government jobs take money away from some people. Some of that money just evaporates into the ether or gets dropped on foreign countries in the form of bombs. And then the remainder goes to somebody else who is doing something that nobody wants them to do. Because if somebody, like for example, if the people in the United States really wanted to pay a group of people to monitor all of their email communications and store all their emails on a computer server so that then people could search it for things, right? We would pay someone to do that. Right? People want iPhones. That's why they give Apple lots of money for iPhones. All right, we got to move on because we are going to be here all fucking day. This is going nowhere near as fast as I thought it would, but then it never does. Her plan, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Where did I leave off? Here we go. For students who want to pursue a 4-year degree, she wants to double the maximum Pell Grant and make the financial aid process simpler altogether. Because you see, the process for getting financial aid is too complicated. Now, Zoomers are the smartest generation ever. I mean, they have cell phones, they have Google, they're way smarter. I mean, Katrina is schooling us right now. Again, well, except we thought that being lied to was a bad thing. She explained that being lied to by somebody shows you how dedicated. So guys, if you're trying to get a woman to have sex with you and you lie to her in an attempt to get her to have sex with you, see, you're just showing your dedication to her. By lying to her. You're not a scumbag. Oh my God, that's fucking, I'm a genius. And here's the great thing, is that that right there is going to come back to haunt Katrina big time. Hold on, I gotta write this down. Oh, is that gonna come back to haunt her? Oh my God, I'm a genius. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I'm a genius. And I am grateful. Today I am grateful that I have the interwebs, which was, of course, invented by Al Gore. Thank you, Al Gore. I'm grateful for Al Gore because Al Gore invented the internet, which allows me to come to you, my listeners, and impart my wisdom to you. And this makes me happy. It does. This makes me happy that I can talk to the microphone and you guys will listen. And yeah, some of you will get the jokes and some of you won't. It's okay. I can't explain humor all the time. You know, well, what would happen if somebody put a Jew on a cross? Oh, shit, the Jews put a Jew on a cross. Oh, that's funny, guys. It's fucking, I know we don't understand humor. You know, because we have it's our period and we can't afford a tampon because period poverty. Because, you know, tampons are $2 a month. Women just can't afford that. They're strong and independent. Can't afford tampons. I understand. It's okay. God, I'm a fucking genius. Lying to a woman. Guy, when you lie to your wife or your girlfriend. Like, so you come home and your bitch says, where were you? You don't tell her I was fucking your sister. You lie to her. You say, oh, I was at work. I had to work late. I was at work with the boss making extra money so that you could afford those new shoes you wanted. You lie to her. That's how you show her your dedication to her, is by lying to her. How, thanks, Katrina? Holy fuck. This has truly opened up a whole new world for me. I don't even know if I want to finish the fucking podcast on what we're talking about, because this is opening up a whole new world. Lying as a way of showing your dedication. I mean, there's so much we can do with this. Thank you, Katrina. Oh, boy. And the best part is the cucks out there think that the Zoomers are going to save them because the Zoomers, well, they're so much more conservative than the millennials. Oh my God, they're so conservative. And some of them don't even like sex. I'm so happy right now. I can't even talk. This is the greatest thing. I'm grateful for Katrina. I am grateful for fucking 19-year-old blonde white girls who are so fucking stupid. I mean, I could not have come up with this on my own. There's no way in my fucking dark little brain that I could have taken the idea that lying to somebody is a way of showing that person how dedicated you are to them. Or to an issue. That lying is a way of signaling your dedication. This is great. Okay, back to Amy Kay's plan for education. Her plan largely relies on more people wanting to go to technical or two-year programs. So her plan relies on other people wanting to do something. Okay. If your plan relies on other people wanting to do something, there's a very good chance your plan is going to fail. Okay. Now, Apple has a plan that relies on people wanting to buy the next iPhone. Now, up until now, people have wanted to buy the next iPhone. But if your plan relies on what other people want, you need to be prepared for failure at any fucking moment. Okay? A plan that largely relies on what other people want is not a plan. That is, at best, hoping. And, as we all know, hoping is not a process. For college students, they may want to look to another candidate who will try to help them get their four-year education in a financially feasible way, rather than encourage them to go down another route that is already more financially feasible. College students might want to look for another candidate that's going to help them get their four-year education in a financially feasible way. Wouldn't that be your parents? Why is it up to the President of the United States to help Zoomers get a college education they can afford? Anybody want to explain to me how this is more conservative than the millennials? Because I'm very confused about this. Her plan for education doesn't seem to drastically change the real issue we have right now. Oh, we're going to find out what the real issue is, which is that a public four-year education is not accessible to most people in America. Okay, no, that is not the real issue. The issue we have is that there are way too many people going to college and dumping a bunch of money into the college system, thus encouraging the college system to raise the fucking price because you people are so fucking dumb that you will buy a college education regardless of not just what it costs, but regardless of the fucking return on your investment. That's the problem. Amy Kay's plan is beneficial for students in that it acknowledges the cost of education and tries to find an alternate route to a living wage that doesn't rely on a four-year program. However, this plan is likely not appealing enough for college students, right, who are too lazy to actually learn a trade or a skill and would much rather major in communications or interdependent liberal arts or some shit like that. Students already enrolled in a four-year program that are looking for a solution to their student debt likely would not benefit from Amy Kay's plan. Looking for a solution, your solution to your student debt is to get a degree in a field that allows you to get a job making enough money to pay off your debt. Okay, the fact that you know you're not going to be able to pay off your debt once you graduate should be an indicator that you should be majoring in something else. And you would think, you and I, we would think this. We would think this because we're stupid. You would think that 19-year-old children, with all of their wisdom and life experience, would be able to figure that out. See, that's what you and I would think. But we're dumb. I mean, all this time, we thought that lying to somebody was a sign of disrespect, and here it's actually a sign of dedication. Weird. How's it feel to be dumber than fuck? Man, I tell you what, I can't believe how fucking dumb I am. All right, moving on. Let's get to this one. Immigration. Wait, hold on. Is it really? Am my God, I'm really that far into the podcast. Fucking Christ, we're not even halfway done. All right. This is not the tangenting you're looking for. Immigration. As expected, Amy Kay's plan for immigration is very progressive. Oh. So that's what we call wanting to exterminate white people. Progressive. That's what we call it when we got all these people in the United States going to college for 4 years, racking up a bunch of debt, and they can't find jobs. So we'll bring people over from other countries to compete with them for those jobs. See, that's progressive. Dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children. Wait, what? Oh, sorry, I skipped part of the fucking sentence. Remember, I'm stupid, guys. I'm not as smart as Katrina. She's 19. She wants to protect dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children, and reverse the immigration actions of President Trump. Amy Kay agrees that as far as immigration goes, America should focus on convicted criminals and threats crossing the border rather than everyone. Well, how do we define threat? I mean, there's such thing as an economic threat. I know this is hard to believe, but the people coming over here, they do compete with you for jobs. The people coming over here, they compete with you for iPhones. They compete with you for free medical care. They compete with you for space on the road driving a car. They compete with you for welfare benefits. They compete with you for free food at the food bank, which you're going to need when you graduate with whatever the fuck you're majoring in and you can't get a job other than the one at Starbucks. She said at the first Democratic primary, quote, "I believe that immigrants don't diminish America. They are America," unquote. Aww. They are America. Immigrants are America. Are there any other countries that are immigrants? Immigrants are England. Immigrants are Austria. Immigrants are Niger. Immigrants are Egypt. No. Oddly enough, it's just the United States. However, it doesn't look like her plan for immigration is very extensive. She says that she wants to increase legal immigration and reform U.S. immigration and customs enforcement, but she is not in favor of abolishing ICE altogether. Well, good for her. Immigration is not one of Amy Kay's top priorities. Oh, so you're saying she's not lying to anybody about it? But that doesn't mean she will not be a good candidate for students or a good candidate overall. There are too many issues on the table for every candidate to prioritize each one or put them in their first 100 days plan. Admittedly, most of Amy Kay's plans are ambiguous. Really? Ambiguous, are they? Any citizen trying to figure out what the direct actions she will take would be hard-pressed to find anything that is not vague and open for interpretation. Katrina, is this your first day on the planet Earth? Is this your first time through an election cycle? Vague and open for interpretation. Did you actually read Hussein Obama's Blueprint for Change? Because I did. I read every fucking word of it on every fucking page. Vague and open for interpretation. That is what all political promises are. Yes, all of them. From Ronald Reagan and the Trump and Fuhrer, all the way to Bill Clinton and Hussein Obama. However, this is not to say that Amy Kay doesn't have the interest of students at heart. People, if you think politicians give a fuck about you, you are stupider than shit. Adam Piggott, who I still need to see now, he's for a while there, Adam was on kind of a, he was coasting a little bit. Now he's on the upswing again. Over the last couple of weeks, he's written some really good stuff that I need to comment upon. I was going to do a linkage. Now I'm almost wondering if I should just do a podcast and not even do a linkage, because he's written some really good stuff lately. And it is also, once again, it is gratifying when I, the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years. When I turn around, I look behind me and I see really smart people in the place I was, you know, 7 years ago. Guys, Adam Piggott figured out that the government doesn't give a shit about protecting you from a plague. Yeah, that's right. Some of us have been saying this for a while. The government, no, we don't have time to tangent off Adam Piggott. I probably just need to do a fucking podcast about that. Katrina. Amy Kay does not have your interest at heart. Amy Kay is a 1% hoarder, and she has her interest at heart. You know how I've put this plan forth before. Let me put it forth again for the new listeners. Here's how we get people into politics who aren't pieces of shit. It's simple. You get elected. You have term limits. We could go 2 years. We could go three, right? Because three, it's like a triangle. It's an odd number. Three. With 3 years term limits. You get elected. At the end of your term limited run, you get euthanized. If you get elected and then you get defeated in an election, you get euthanized. I'm not saying we don't have to torture them. We just put you to sleep the same way, you know, the same way women do to their unborn children. We just take a big fucking needle / vacuum cleaner and we smash it into your skull and we suck your brains out. And we suck you down a vacuum cleaner. And we throw you into a trash can. People go into politics for their own personal gain. If at the end of your limited political career, you were euthanized, all these people would vanish. You would see how much Amy Kay cares about students. All right, let's see if we have time to get through this, because now we have the other opinion. Amy Kay is a bad choice for students. This is written by Finn Bailey. From this admittedly very bad newspaper photo, I think Finn Bailey is a person with a penis. I don't want to say man, but I think this is a genetically male human being. But the picture is actually that bad, I can't fucking tell. Here we go. Environment. Amy Kay published her climate change plan on Medium. Okay. That choice doesn't build my confidence, as it seems odd for a presidential candidate to post their policy plans on a blogging site. So what you're saying here is that Amy Kay doesn't have her own website? Doesn't a presidential candidate, a political candidate, don't you normally scrape up a little money to buy a domain name and some website hosting? And you put it on your own fucking website? Her own campaign website sends you to Medium, where you are greeted by a long list of complicated ideas stated by bullet point. But I digress. All right, actually, Finn is off to a good start here. We'll see where it goes, but that's fucking funny. To her credit, Amy Kay's plan covers many facets of climate change. Does it cover the facet about where climate change doesn't actually exist and is just a bunch of fucking hysterical pearl clutchers trying to get money from people because they don't want to go get jobs? Amy Kay's plan covers many facets of climate change with varied and different ways to tackle this complex issue. The plan's failings come in how vague it is. Hold on, a politician has a plan that is vague? You know, if I did my job, if I did lighting design the way politicians, well, what are you gonna do? Well, I'm gonna put some truss up there. Oh, well, what size truss are you gonna use? Oh, I don't really know. Well, how many rigging points are you gonna use? Well, you know, we'll just figure out. We'll see. I don't know how many rigging points we need. You know, I'm gonna have some rigging points though. Oh, well, how many lights? Well, there's going to be some lights. I'm going to do some lights. Well, how many 20-amp circuits do you need? Well, there's going to be 20-amp circuits. I can promise you 20-amp circuits will be used. Okay, but how many? Well, I can't really say. Politics, it's this profession where you stand there and you don't just fucking lie, but you lie in ways that don't even make sense, or they don't even convey information. And people just fall all over themselves to give you money and vote for you. How? Oh, hey, it's almost as if democracy is the problem and not the solution. For example, one bullet point is, quote, support research to improve negative emissions technologies, unquote. And the text underneath that bullet point restates that idea in more words with no more direction. Well, no, I mean, he's actually right about this. That doesn't mean anything. Support research to improve negative emissions technologies. If I meet somebody and I say, hey, what are you doing? What do you do for a job? Well, I do research to improve negative emissions technology. And I say, dude, I really support that. That's great. Technically, I have just supported research to improve negative emissions technologies. Now, we know that when politicians talk about supporting something, what they actually mean is taking money away from the taxpayers, everybody say it with me, with the threat of violence and giving it to somebody who can't get a real job. But even then, all Amy Kay has to do is give somebody $1,000. It'll be more like $1 million bucks because it's not her money, because she's one of the 1% hoarders. She's not going to unass any of her money. But she's going to take $1 million of taxpayer money. She's going to give it to some fucking research fund that's run by some fucking charlatan. And then she's going to say, look, I supported negative emissions technologies. And the sheep are going to fucking buy that because they are sheep. And that's their purpose in life, is to be stupid. Other points do the same with bits of history on the topic, but without details of the actual plan itself. It all just rings of a politician's speech too much. She has some strong ideas with clear paths forward hidden throughout the plan, but she seems to be going for quantity of concepts rather than quality of execution. Finn's at least awake. He's a lot more awake than Katrina is. I don't mean woke. I mean awake. Those are different things. Finn seems to be paying some level of attention. Looking at her work, because a woman did work. Looking at her work with climate change, Amy Kay has a history of voting well on environmental issues. Oh, well, that means she's a progressive leftist. She also set an aggressive environmental goals in Minnesota and clearly thought through how to reach those goals. Yeah, look how Minnesota's doing. She has the potential to be a great environmental president, but right now her plans are too vague. Because of this, Amy Kay is not the best choice for presidents when it comes to the environment. Education. Senator Kay isn't erasing student debt, and it seems like she's not going to change how the system works for debt much. Well, no, because the government makes a lot of money on that debt. Right? The lending institutions, which we're not going down there. The lending institutions, whatever they are making a lot of money. The colleges are making a lot of money. Quite honestly, her plan seems to be a whole bunch of Band-Aids on a gaping wound. She wants to give people a couple of years of free community college. There's no such thing as free. Stating, quote, today many of the fastest growing occupations require 1 and 2 year degrees. As president, Senator Amy Kay will create a new federal-state partnership to provide tuition-free community college 1 and 2 year degrees, technical certifications, and industry-recognized credentials. Unquote. So in other words, the taxpayers are going to spring for all that because we're not paying for enough stuff already. Amy Kay also wants to increase Pell Grants and make financial aid more available. She wants to let borrowers refinance and give students increased financial literacy. 12 years of public school. Don't understand compound interesting. Compound interest. Can't talk. She wants to make getting into school and staying in school a lot easier for many disadvantaged groups. How much easier can it be than to show up and say, hey, I'm not a heterosexual white man? You're pretty much in. All of these things are great and should be done. Yes, yeah, of course they should, Finn, because you're not paying for any of this. But they don't do a lot to alleviate the sea of debt drowning many young Americans. So all these college kids seem to be aware of the student loan debt. Yet they're going to college. Do you guys think that somehow or another you're special or different? Or do you genuinely just believe that someone is going to come and bail you out? Is that what it is? Like, are you thinking that, well, there's all these other people, they have their student loan debt and they can't afford to pay their student loans, but me, I mean, I'm majoring in journalism with a minor in ethnic studies, and so when I graduate, I'm going to get a great job and make a shit ton of money, and student debt's not going to be a problem for me. Or are they thinking, well, I got 4 years at college, I'm in my second year, I got 2 years to go. Sometime in the next 2 years, somebody's going to show up and bail me out. The plan doesn't change the system that allows schools to charge so much. No, guys. Fucking retards. Retards. Listen to me. The system does not allow the schools to charge so much. The thing that allows the schools to charge the amount of money they charge is your willingness to go into debt to pay that amount of money. Okay? An iPhone is not worth significantly more money than, say, an Android phone. Even an Android phone. Okay, cell phones, smartphones. The reason smartphones are expensive, too expensive, unless you're smart and you buy a fucking burner phone, which oddly, you know, is that fascinating? And the new iPhone is how many $100, but you can get a burner phone for $40. Okay. Why is it that an iPhone is however many $100, but a burner phone is $40? It's not because of any system. It's because there are people willing to pay $400 for an iPhone. I often bitch about the price of housing and renting here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. It's expensive as fuck. Is it expensive as fuck because of the system? No, it's expensive because people like me continue to live here and continue to fucking pay it. As expensive as it is, we're paying it. It's our goddamn fault. College is expensive because you little dipshits keep going there and giving them all your money. You can change this without Amy Kay helping you anytime you want. When I was in high school, back in the ancient days, before we had metal detectors and fucking rules against having a sense of humor or a personality, and back when people were not medicated, like, do you Zoomers realize that, guys, this is how fucking old I am. When I went to school, when I went to high school, there was nobody on any kind of medication for their personalities. No one. And I guarantee it's true, because if they would have been on medication for their personalities, we'd have found out about it and we would have tormented them mercilessly. Nobody was on medication for their personalities when I went to high school. That's how far back I went to high school. What was the fucking point of this? How did I start going down this? I've already lost my fucking train of thought. Great, I love it. High school, medication had nothing to do with it. That was a fucking tangent. the free gimme dats. I don't even know where I was going. Doesn't matter. Fine, let's get on with it. All these things are great, should be blah, blah, blah. The plan doesn't change the system that allows their charge. It doesn't... That's where we are. The plan also doesn't change the system that allows schools to charge so much, and it doesn't stop loan companies from being predatory. Oh, I know where I was going. So when I was in high school back in the old days, we would have, about once a year, we'd have a skip day where everybody in our class, and I went to a small school, so I say everybody in our class, I'm talking about 50-something people, but we would all skip school on the same day. And we were going to do a senior skip day, and the fucking principal, who is a fucking douchebag, found out about it ahead of time, and he tried to lay down this hammer, and this, we actually didn't, we backed down this time. The previous 3 years, we did not back down, but our senior year, we backed down, and we did not skip. If you stupid little Zoomer shits want to lower the price of tuition? All you need to do is all of you skip a semester. Now, I recognize that, you know, coordinating this effort to skip, for all of you to skip a semester of college, you know, this would be really difficult. Because let's say you wanted to get everybody at Colorado State University to skip a semester. I mean, there's really, what with the limitations of technology and everything, there's no real way to communicate that information to everybody who goes to CSU. I mean, how would you do it? You'd have to like walk around and individually talk to them, or maybe put up flyers or something, but those might get taken down. You know, it's not like there's any kind of medium that you could utilize to convey information that would be accessible to anybody you know, who has like a computer or a smartphone, or just can go in a coffee shop and use a computer. So, you know, there's no way to organize and convey this information. It's just, it's impossible. It's almost as complex as building a flat place on the ground, right? You would literally Hitler, you would need a government to do this, because it is so astronomically complex to convey information to a group of people and have the message get through to everyone. But that's how you could, you know, if of course it were possible, and it's not. Now, I don't know, maybe Ryan, where did I get Ryan from? Maybe Finn and Katrina could figure something out, because they're a lot smarter than I am. Maybe they could come up with a way to disseminate information to a large group of people. Plan doesn't change the system, blah, blah, blah. Loan companies being predatory. They're only predatory because you keep signing the contracts. All it's doing is telling students how to maybe dodge the predatory ones if they can. And my voice is cracking up. Hang on. This is what happens when you jump in and don't do vocal warm-ups. I really like some parts of this plan, such as how she talks about increasing the minimum wage. Oh, God. How she talks about increasing the minimum wage and having companies provide childcare and paid family leave so that a full work week can have a chance of erasing debt over time. I mean, there's so much wrong with this. I mean, it's now that we flooded the labor market with immigrants and women, now let's fucking artificially attempt to inflate wages, which will just result in people getting fired, and then let's have companies provide childcare. You know, instead of women just staying home and raising their own fucking children, and men getting jobs and supporting their children and their wives, you know, let's force the companies to provide childcare. Let's force the companies to pay people more money. Let's bring in more workers. All of this, you do realize, all of this is geared at getting more people in the workforce and more people paying taxes, because human beings are tax cattle. You do realize that's what's going on. If you listen to this podcast, you already know this. We don't need to talk about it. Okay, I'm showing the. However, it's not enough. Okay, so raising the minimum wage and having the companies provide childcare and paid family leave, that's not enough. Finn needs even more than that. That, my friends, is not enough. And doesn't help where it needs to the most. Overall, Amy Kay is definitely not a student's best choice for education. Immigration. Here we go. Now Finn loses his mind. It's okay, though. Amy Kay doesn't support open borders or decriminalizing illegal entry. Oh my God, she doesn't support open borders. She wants to reform, not abolish, immigration and customs enforcement. She voted yes on making English the United States government's official language, making all English versions of forms the sole legal authority, as they fucking should be, which will hurt a lot of immigrants whose first language isn't English. Okay, once, if I go to fucking Germany, things are in German. If I go to France, they're in French. If I go to any country in Africa, they're scribbled in the dust on the ground. Okay, if I go to Australia, they're upside down. If I go to China, they're in Chinese. So this is, Finn is pure cuck. Once again, the Zoomers, they're so conservative. Yeah, they're more conservative than the millennials. Amy Kay would back some Amy Kay would back some border wall funding as, quote, part of a broader bill that provides a path to citizenship for some undocumented immigrants, unquote. Whew. At the very least, Amy Kay wants to give a path to citizenship to dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children, and has a history of being willing to help Syrian refugees. But no, Amy Kay is not the best choice for students when it comes to immigration, right? Because again, we want more immigrants to come here and compete with Finn and Katrina for jobs. It's painful. It's so painful. Overall, I went into this feeling very neutral about Amy Kay and left feeling disappointed. He's disappointed because she's just not leftist enough. She's just not progressive enough. She's just not anti-white person enough. She's just not willing to give away enough, quote-unquote, free college to people who are majoring in stupid shit and know, they know, that they will never be able to pay off their student loans. And that's why they need the free college, because they know they're never going to make money with whatever shit it is they're learning. It's just a way of, college to a great extent is just a way to fucking prolong high school. It's just a way to prolong being a child and not having any fucking responsibility.